Thanks for staying on with us. We have with us Alexander Wong of Sia Chin Chow. Let's talk a little bit more about the overarching decision that the government wants to undertake that was announced about 2 months ago, which is the My Digital Initiative. It's a 10-year roadmap talking about the kind of things that is needed to grow the digital economy of Malaysia. Surina Shukri of MDEC was talking about the kind of percentages or percentage points that can be added into the GDP if we reinvigorate our digital economy. And when Surina came on the show, on this show in particular, talking about the kind of upside that is possible if we have a very robust and vibrant digital economy, it's going to be beneficial for everyone, particularly in a time when the pandemic has forced a lot of players, industries, and sectors that don't normally want to get into the tech. They are already in the tech sector because of the pandemic. This is an opportunity that we shouldn't waste. And there is very little rebuttal to go against these kind of arguments because, of course, it will increase the GDP. Of course, it will provide a lot of upside. So we all want to see this happen. However, my biggest pet peeve of this kind of long-term blueprints is that in 10 years' time, things can be so dramatically different. I mean, just think about 10 years ago in 2011 when 3G was entering its nascent stage. I don't think there was even 4G then. The world was looking so different back in 2011. How will the world look like in 2031? My problem with this digital blueprint having a 10-year program is that you might not be able to anticipate the kind of changes that lie ahead. What do you think of this whole My Digital Blueprint and My Digital Economy and all the other stuff that the government have been announcing? Is it going to be worthwhile going through it line by line, understanding the kind of policies within it? Or is it more of the government having a blue sky theory to a point where we don't know how it's going to be executed? What's your view on this?
I think overall, My Digital, in the overall view, I think it's a very good ambition because, yes, it's important that we move up to a high-income nation using digital economy. There's a lot of key points which I think is very good, such as there's a lot of good points like digitalization, the government, move everything to the cloud, increase our infrastructure and increase more data centers, investment. Those are good key points. But what's lacking is the execution part. And you rightly point out, 10 years, a lot of things can happen. But we're lacking the details. How is it going to be executed? Like, for example, one of it which was announced was the rollout of 5G. Suddenly, everything is all hands on that. Let's roll out 5G. But there's still very little details. And the target is to launch 5G by end of this year, by end of 2021. But until now, we only know that there is an SPV, that's Digital National Berhad, but it's lacking in details. How is it going to be run?
I'm sorry, I don't know this. Digital National Berhad?
Yeah.
What is this?
That's the name of the SPV. So previously, when it rolls out 4G or 3G technology, what happens is that the spectrum is actually allocated to the specific telcos through an auction. But this time, the government decided, you know what, because the cost is very high for telcos to invest, we want to take that investment burden off you. So instead of giving spectrum to the individual telcos like Celcom, DG, Maxis, they're giving it to a government entity that's called Digital National Berhad.
Okay, so this Digital National Berhad being the special purpose vehicle for them to be carrying out. So for instance, My Jendela, are they executing the program as well for My Jendela?
My Jendela is different. My Jendela is mostly on the existing
the 4G, telcos, 4G widening the 4G.
Exactly. So Jendela is more on increasing fiberization.
So the Digital National Berhad specifically for the 5G rollout.
Exactly.
The government has revised its plan on the 5G national program rollout to fourth quarter of this year. This is, of course, a revision from the initial target of fourth quarter last year. We've seen how the previous administration was rolling out the test cases of 5G in a lot of places, namely Langkawi mostly, but there's a few other places, Cyberjaya, if I'm not mistaken. But because of the pandemic, everything has been pushed back. And the My Jendela program was reintroduced. Sorry, not reintroduced. The My Jendela program was introduced to widen the 4G coverage of the country, including the pedalaman places, the rural places, particularly in Sabah and Sarawak, Vivinoa, if we all remember the story. What's happening with all these 5G and 4G rollout as well, including the My Jendela program? Are you getting a lot of news out of it?
Yeah, in fact, actually, MCMC has released like a quarterly report. So this released one yesterday. So in terms of delivering the 4G targets and the number of premises that's covered by fibre, we are actually on track. Actually, most of the telcos, they have been delivering above the specific targets. So the government is confident that we're going to achieve 96.9% 4G population coverage and 7.5 million fiberized premises throughout the country by end of 2022. Mm. So the original idea was we launched Jendela in favor of kicking out 5G earlier is to let we have a strong foundation. So the key thing is to increase our 4G footprint and have more places covered with fiber. So that was the plan. So at that time, the government said that we are not ready for 5G yet. Let's strengthen the existing infrastructure. And after the launch of MyDigital, suddenly 5G is back to the table again. Okay, we're going to launch 5G at the same time as Jandela. So that's going to be released sometime by end of this year. But of course, DNB hasn't released any statements whatsoever yet because it's still in early stage.
Okay. Finally, how do you think this will pan out eventually? The whole story of how this digitization of the country and the blueprint, do you think it's going to work out at the end of the day?
Right now, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered because there's a lot of big ambitions, but we have issues here and there, like the cabotage issue, and there's a lot of questions on the 5G rollout. Because with this implementation, we've never done this before in Malaysia. So for the first time, the spectrum is going to be given to the Digital Nasional Berhad, and the existing telcos will be getting the service through a wholesale agreement. So that's the difference. So there's a lot of concerns as well, like for example, how can telcos differentiate themselves with other telcos? Because essentially, everyone will have the same 5G coverage. So I guess the outcome will be there'll be a heated price competition because there's very little to differentiate, and perhaps the telcos will move into doing more convergent services like bundling with fiber and maybe video streaming platforms to offer some differentiation among each other.
Fantastic. Okay. Definitely happy to have you on again when these developments happen. But for now, we'll go for one more short break. When we come back, we will definitely talk about the Celcom and DG, Axiata and DG potential merger that's coming up after the break. But for now, that was our conversation with Alexander Wong, the managing editor of Suhaichin Chow. We'll be back after these messages.